Hey, good morning, Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. All right, so get ready to pay more for parking and traffic violations. All are going to go up by at least $9.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising.
So parking illegally in Montreal will now cost $62 instead of $53. Just, so don't park illegally. That's what
take your time. Look for a spot where you can actually park, okay?
Yeah, Vinny.
Read these. Hey, that only happened a few times. And read the signs thoroughly because you know how they can be confusing, right?
Let's
be honest.
It's like a quiz. It's like playing Are You Smarter Than Sam, trying to figure out where you can park.
You're never 100% safe anywhere in Montreal. Let's be honest, okay?
Yes, you are.
All right, we have our cop friend on the phone. Rich is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing wonderful, Rich. All right, we wanted to get you on the phone today because real cops have revealed how to actually get out of a ticket, and we want to know if these are true.
These are alleged real cops from the internet, but we wanted to talk to an actual real Montreal cop to see if any of these hold up. Okay,
no problem. Go ahead.
All right, chance to disguise your name, though.
Okay? Yeah, last chance. All right. So the first is don't have a bad driving record. So if you know you pull someone over, they have a very very clean record. Does that actually help?
No, I think that wouldn't help because, to be honest, if someone would have told me, listen, I have a great record, I would have said, listen, it's only 3 or 4 points you're losing, no worries. But if someone would tell me, listen, I'm almost out of all my points, if you do this, I lose my driver's license, I would feel bad and I would be like,
That's not fair. That's not fair. I've got a great driving record. Vinny has a horrible one and you're telling me you'd give him a break over me.
You see, it has its benefits.
What the heck?
Yeah, because you feel guilty because the other one would lose his driver's license for 2 years. Where the person who has a great driving record, it wouldn't have a huge impact.
Rich the cop, we're asking these questions. Apparently real cops have revealed actually how to get out of a ticket. We want to know if these are true or not. Don't admit guilt. So if you pull me over and I say, I know I went through that stop sign. I'm so sorry, officer. Does that help?
I would say definitely. Because when you admit to an infraction, the fact is you're saying, okay, listen, I'm sorry, I did this. While you deny it, you're actually saying that I'm lying about what you just did.
Right.
So it frustrates us even more when you deny it. By admitting it, you're saying, listen, what I did, and then you have a better chance of getting off. By denying it, you're just saying that I'm a liar, that it didn't happen, and what I just saw is not true, so it's just frustrating. And you're like, come on, you don't even recognize the fact of what you did wrong, so you definitely get the ticket.
Okay, next on the list, don't act like you're special. Remember that you're not special. Do people sometimes do that? Like, they roll up, and they're like, oh, but I'm Stuntman Sam, and you're like, I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, that doesn't work either.
That doesn't work.
I was going to say, it doesn't work. If you start using some sort of weird excuse that you're someone special, it's just like, if you get away with it, that means we're just encouraging it. So we'd be like, nah.
Yeah, Sam, don't do that again. And
for the record, my go-to line is, do you think you can just let me off with a warning this time? Does that ever work?
You know, if you recognize what you did and, you know, you say, listen, can you just give me a break? It might work, yeah.
Okay.
The more human you are and the nicer you are, the better chances are that you'll get off. The more rude or impolite you are. Like, if you tell me, the worst thing to say is, don't you have anything better to do? If you say that, you're dead.
Ooh, hey,
yeah. You're definitely getting the ticket.
I can't believe people say that. I start shaking when I see a cop. I can't imagine myself being able to say that to your face.
No, you would be surprised how many people would tell us that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, another thing that they said could help us get out of a ticket is waving to cops when we see them on the highway. Do you like that, when people are just friendly?
Well, could you imagine if you're waving to me and you're doing an infraction? You're just getting my attention even more.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get pulled over. I'm not too sure how that worked. Like,
it's almost like rubbing it in your face.
It's like, hey, right?
Yeah. You're driving by and you're smiling and you're waving and you're speeding and I'm going to go, oh, wait back. Okay, hey.
Okay, and lastly, I think this goes without saying, do not bribe the officer.
Oh my God. Yeah. That would definitely not work.
Has this happened before?
Well, not necessarily with money, but people, you know, try to give you something in exchange for getting out of it.
Like what? Like sexual favors?
girls tend to do that. Yeah.
Rich,
they tend to, tend to let you know that, we arrange something, can we do something else? But that doesn't work. That definitely doesn't work.
Thank you for your time this morning, Rich. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. You have a nice day.
You too.
Take care. Bye.
Wow.
I'm uncomfortable.
Me too. I got to work on my cleavage a little bit.